welcome to the Birdie and Bass podcast, episode 5 for 2021. I'm Bass, and with me is Birdie.
How you going?
And in this episode, we're going with what's coming out in May, what you get free with your membership to Xbox and PlayStation. We're going to touch on the state of play that was just come out by Sony, which I don't really think was a state of play, more like a Ratchet and Clank bloody demo than anything else.
Shit.
And but first, we'll start off with the Xbox games with gold. We've got Armello, Dungeons 3, Lego Batman, and Tropico 4. The only two that I look like, I'll probably grab them all anyway because they're free, but that's how you roll, I think, with everyone that's got an Xbox gold subscription or a Game Pass Ultimate or whatever. You grab what you can when it comes out, and if you want to play it later, you can go back to it. But the only thing I'm looking forward on that one is Lego Batman. And I used to play Tropico 4 on the PC. I just don't know how you can go with those type of ones on a console.
Actually, Tropico does very well on controller. Well, I know Tropico 5 does anyway. I've played that. I haven't played Tropico 4. But I'm willing to give it a shot. I do enjoy those kinds of games. So it might be a lot of fun. Lego Batman, I'm definitely going to play. Kind of funny though, when I was looking for B-roll for that game, the best quality I could get was 360p because it came out 9 years ago.
Yes. Yeah. So
it's old.
Yeah, I'm trying to work out which one's the Xbox 360 game? It's
Tropico and Lego.
Oh, both of them are Xbox 360. Okay. So the backwards compatibility keep kicking in there.
Yep, and Dungeons 3 came out very early on Xbox One. And Armello, I'm not sure when that came out, but it doesn't look too bad.
Yeah, well, Armello is supposed to be a board game. So
pretty much.
It's just like your Monopoly and stuff like that, I guess. And Dungeons 3 is your dungeon crawler. And, well, Lego Batman is a typical Lego game where you just go around and belt the crap out of everything to try and get as many Lego bits out of it as you can.
Plus, you're Batman. Batman.
I wonder how many characters are actually in that one. Do we get, is it?
It's quite a lot. One?
Yeah, but is it like 30 evolutions of Batman? Or do we get to pick up the other ones? I don't know. Maybe have to
I know
play
Robin's in it, and I know Catwoman's in it. Because I saw them in the trailer, but I don't think it's going to be as much as like what happened with Batman, Lego Batman 3, which was the latest one that came out, which practically had the freaking Justice League in it.
Yeah. Oh, it's good when they do that with a different character sort of thing. That's the thing that I hated about some of the Lego ones where you're going in there and you just end up with 15 versions of the same bloody character, and that's all you got to try and find to get all the characters in there.
And then you get the like in the later Marvel games, and that you can make your own custom character with its own power.
Oh, it's fun. I don't mind it. If you just want a game where you can just sit there and have fun and just belt the crap out of everything that's in the bloody, in the field of view, it's good. And even some of them are actually, I found challenging. And the newer ones, I think, are even co-op or multiplayer or whatever you want to call it. They've started to bring those ones in.
Catch co-op,
yep. But they, I really hope they'd really, we're getting the Star Wars one this year. I was looking forward to that. That was just going to be, what, like 8 or 9 games in one go?
Pretty much. They did push it back, though, because they had some COVID development delays, obviously, which is fair enough. Like, I'd prefer them to not shove it out. Like, props to the TT Games and Warner Brother Games for, like, pushing it back. I mean, that would have been a big deal for them to bring it out. But if it was going to flop and then there's no point. It's like everyone having a go at 343 for pushing back Halo Infinite. Like, good on them. Don't be scared of losing some money to bring out a better game.
But the other thing is with that Lego Star Wars one, you could always do it as a, I don't know, depending on how you want to do it, where you do say to people, look, they could have made it episodic sort of thing and just made it like $20 for 1, 2, 3 or something like that and just release those.
Don't do that.
Or you could have just said, look, it's $99 for the whole thing, but we're going to release it in stages sort of as each one's complete, and then they could just concentrate on making sure each one is done and release it, and then you could, that could just help push the finish out, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I like, as game changing as episodic games were back in 2017, I don't really like, I fall off. I think I played the first two seasons of The Walking Dead and then I was done.
I think that's starting to be the whole episodic thing starting to change now, especially when you've got the Netflix and Amazon and all that have done to the video section, where you can just go in and just binge watch a whole season in one go, them just dropping one after the other. But they have, Disney's back into doing that with some of their Marvel shows. But I'll see what happens. Then you got PlayStation Plus. Now, I don't know what it is with PlayStation's or Sony's new tactic or whatever, but they put in big, bold letters saying how much of value you're getting with these games each month, as it's like a big, stuff you, Xbox, we're getting more value sort of thing. But you're getting Wreckfest, which...
That's a good fucking game.
which is on Game Pass on Xbox for free as it is now. So if you haven't played it and you got an Xbox and you got Game Pass, go get it, because it is a hell of a lot of fun to shoot around in lawnmowers and all the rest of the stuff you have on there.
I have a lawnmower video on my YouTube. That was fun.
Oh, I've just had fun doing the demo derbies, doing anything and everything. I think there's one thing where you're going around in a little shopping trolley go-kart or something like that. I think that's part of the...
I've seen your video on the couch.
Yeah, that's it, the couch racing. Now, that was a hell of a lot of fun. The other games they got coming out is Battlefield 5 on the PS4 and Stranded Deep. Now, is anyone actually playing Battlefield 5 anymore?
I want to say yes, but no. Like, every now and then you see Dr. Disrespect playing it, but it's always down the bottom, sponsored by EA.
It's not part of his, like, triple game challenge thing where he's got to go get a win in this one, win in this one, win in this one.
He's taken it out. He does PUBG and he does Call of Duty.
Maybe he can't get enough in Battlefield to actually get a win, because he's
been doing H1Z1 lately.
Okay.
Like going back to the OG.
The Wreckfest one I understand, but Battlefield 5, I don't see where you're getting your value in that one. And
campaign's still amazing.
Yeah, that's true. So yeah, getting that one out of that. But yeah, I'd still reckon the best one out of those three is the Wreckfest. And that's the only PlayStation 5 one. So at the moment, Sony give you one PlayStation 5 game and two PS4 games. I think they threw in a couple of VR ones in the last couple of months, maybe.
Yeah, to bulk it up their value range.
But see what happens, see how it goes with that one. Sony also on the 29th of April did their state of play, where they had Subnautica Beyond Zero footage on that one. Didn't look too bad. I haven't actually played the first one of that. Apparently there is a first one to it. It looks just like an underwater survival game. So
yeah, Subnautica is actually really fun. I didn't actually know this was a sequel. I thought this was a DLC. I might be wrong. But yeah,
the way it is sort of thing, it talks about the whole story to it. So I thought it was a new game the way it read in the state of play.
It might actually be, because I didn't actually look into it a little bit at all. But I know fair bit about Subnautica. It's one of those sim games for kids where it can teach you a lot of scientific stuff while you're playing, to, like, you know, get past problems and issues and fix issues. It's kind of like Minecraft, but it's more in depth.
Okay, well, the state of play one was just talking about how you had to try and survive, and that not all wildlife you come in contact with is going to be fun to deal with. They might hunt you and want to kill you and all the rest of it. They also had in there that Among Us is coming to console, or coming to PlayStation. I don't know whether it's coming to Xbox. I'm assuming if it's going to one, it'd be coming to the other.
I did see a while ago there was something about it coming to Xbox, but I think the main thing with this is you get the Ratchet and Clank skins if you buy it on PlayStation.
Oh, so that's what it's tie into. Yeah.
Yeah. They've got Ratchet and Clank skins. They look cute.
And then, yeah, the next part of it obviously is the fact that Ratchet and Clank was pretty much the bulk of that state of play. And the first part of the state of play video, because I've watched the whole thing when they're doing the Ratchet and Clank playthrough, they were pretty much drumming on the whole fact of the feedback in the controller, how like when you shoot the gun, you're going to get like a bit of a nudge on the controller with the haptic feedback. And the same, and all different guns are going to do different things. And they were just spent, I reckon, a good probably 5 minutes talking about the haptic feedback that's going to occur in this game from that. So I don't know whether Sony's gone to them, hey, look, we need to promote the features in a PS5. Can you make sure you emphasize that in the bloody state of play or something?
I think there's a pretty good reason for that, actually.
Because they've gone on about how you half press the trigger down, it'll shoot.
Oh, with like a double barrel shotgun.
It'll shoot one and reload quicker, but then if you hold it down, it does a big burst and shoots the whole. Yeah.
It does a double barrel.
And I was just like, okay, this is going to be interesting, but I thought Ratchet & Clank was more tiered towards the younger audience rather than the older one, so.
I think it's one of those nostalgia things. They want the gameplay to be exciting enough where it's going to get in the older audience. It's like, personally, I love Ratchet and Clank. I think it's a very fun franchise. I like what they're doing, bringing Rivet into it with the extra dimensions and stuff like that. She looks really cool. But
I didn't actually mind it. I think I will actually get it on PS5, but I think it'll be the one that I'll get it, and I'll probably end up playing it with my son or daughter or something like that, depending on who wants to play it.
I like how they're using the SSD loading times to go through the portals really fast. That looks really cool. That's the best thing I've seen on PlayStation 5.
Yeah, just the old fact that dude doesn't know much storage. Well, then I've seen a video the other day. I haven't been able to watch it yet. Someone's done an external SSD drive into a PS5. So I haven't actually seen what that's like or anything else like that. But I know that they got one of those NVMe drives.
WD ones.
I can't remember who the external case was. They made their own. They just bought a high-speed external case and then put an NVMe thing in it, and they were going to play around with it, but I haven't actually had a chance to look at it.
Because I had heard of someone trying to plug in an external SSD, and it kind of heated up a lot. But I haven't seen that one.
Oh, maybe I'll give it a try, because I've got the digital-only version, so I'm running out of space.
Now you can actually put PS5 games onto your external hard drive. They've made that update with their last update. You just can't play it off them. So that will help out a lot of people, I think, because that was kind of a pathetic move.
I've been having the same issue with the only issue that I've had the same thing with my Xbox Series X, but I just wish when I click on the game, it would come up and say, cannot run from this location or something. All it does is just does nothing. You just keep pressing the A button like you want to load the game, and then you realize you've got a little symbol saying it needs to be transferred. So I'm just like,
Series X it does that.
Yeah. Because I can't remember which game it was. I had one of the games I was trying to play the other day. I ended up putting it on an external hard drive and it told me I had to bring it back. It was a Game Pass game that I downloaded. It was only a 500 meg game sort of thing, but it was being upgraded and everything to run on the Series X. Okay. And I had it on an external hard drive and it wouldn't load.
Back when it first came out, I'm pretty sure it did tell you that like it had to be moved to internal or to a memory card for it to work.
Yeah, I remember it doing that, so I don't know.
Because I remember it doing, I think it was Dirt.
Yeah, Dirt was the one that, it was, I think, Dirt 5 or something. They're one of the first ones that got the updates, told me I had to put it on the normal drive.
Yeah, because I had the same thing, because I had everything set to go to be installed straight to my external just so I don't clog up my internal space so quickly. And that was one of the things, like, oh, to play this, you have to put in your internal drive. I'm like, oh, at least it tells you.
Yeah. No, it has a symbol now. They got this little arrow symbol or something that's next to where the X and S is on the left-hand side, and there's an arrow symbol on the right-hand side of the icon to tell you that you need to move it to a different drive.
I have seen that, actually, because I did move some stuff I'd finished with. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
bit different. And,
yep. And we're going through the other games that the game's set to be released in May. I've got Resident Evil Village here, but according to JB Hi-Fi, you can get it now.
Oh, technically it was a few days ago.
Yeah, so technically that was probably an April release because they've released it early. You got Hood, Outlaws and Legends.
That looks really good, but really hard.
Mass Effect Legendary Edition, which I'm assuming we're all grabbing. Is that co-op? Nah, single player. Oh, hey, YouTube, can you put in being able to stream as squads or something like that so we can do games together? That'd be nice.
Yeah, we would like co-streaming, thanks.
Yeah.
So I don't have to write literally a fucking algorithm for it.
And then you got obviously Subnautica Below Zero is coming out. Voidarium Plus.
That looks messed up.
Rune Factory 5.
That looks anime titty as fuck.
Okay.
Actually, it's a Switch game, but you know, still, yeah. It's got the anime titties.
Akiba's Trip, Hellbound, and Debriefed.
Okay, Akiba's Trip. If you look up anything on YouTube, it will say, like, are you sure you want to watch this?
Okay.
It's Akiba's Trip came out like on PlayStation 4 back in 2015 or 16, I want to say. It was one of those games that came over from Japan to the West, and it had its own cult following. But God, if you want to see some freaking anime shiznit that's literally on a mapped part of Tokyo, because Akiba's Trip is along Akiba's Strip in Tokyo. It's one of the main streets with so the big crossroads.
Is it asking you because this stuff's adult-only content, or is it more because it's gruesome?
It's gruesome, okay. And it almost is. But, I mean, you can get beaten up by a mob of schoolgirls in very short skirts.
Oh, okay.
But it's a fun game. This is actually a updated version for the PlayStation 5, I believe. No,
it's coming to Switch and PS4. It's not a PlayStation 5 one.
It's the same game, though. I think it's just got all the content in it.
Yep.
And some extra add-ons, but it looks interesting. It's not my kind of game, but I can probably name you quite a few people that would easily get it.
Then you've got Deathloop.
That looks good. I'm so annoyed. I want to know when it's coming out on Xbox.
But isn't that the one where you just keep doing the same thing over and over and over again?
Every time you die, you have to start the day again.
Yeah, I don't know if I can do that kind of stuff.
But you already know some of the stuff that's there.
It's like a speedrun game. The more you learn, the faster you can get through the game.
Or you don't have to go to that area anymore because you already know the information from the area, so you get the other area.
Okay.
It is a Bethesda game, remember?
Yes, true.
It's a messed up one, though.
That's not coming. Xbox owned with...
That deal was made before this even happened.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
so we might get a port later on, maybe.
Well, it's apparently a timed exclusive.
Okay, then you got Knockout City, which obviously anyone that's born into the demo's been out late. I've downloaded it, but I haven't played it. So,
it's ridiculous dodgeball.
Oh, it looks fun. The ones I've seen, sort of thing. I've seen two streamers that are boyfriend girlfriend playing it, and all they wanted to do was just punt her off the map by throwing dodgeballs at her and making sure that she. It was just funny. They just ended up raging at each other.
See, I feel like if I did something like that with Kitten or something, I'd have to lock myself in a room because she'd probably come in and, like, try to cut my throat. Or she'd just win.
Yeah, she'd probably win, actually. She'd probably kick your ass. But anyway. Then you got Miitopia. Which is something to do with the little Mii things.
Yeah.
Then you got Rust coming to console, Biomutant, and World's End Club. So that's pretty much what's coming out in May from what I could dig up. Now,
I couldn't find an English trailer for World's End Club at all.
So I'm assuming that that's some Japanese thing
it's
that's coming out.
It's all in Japanese, and it was ridiculous. But Rust coming to console, I think, is a big move. And Biomutant, I've been waiting for that game since 2016. Like, it's been that long. and it looks really ridiculous.
Yeah, well, that's I think Biomutant's one I was looking at, and then Mass Effect Legendary Edition, I think it might be the two that I'd probably end up buying this month.
You're not going to get Resident Evil?
No.
Did 7 scare you enough?
I've never had an inkling to play a Resident Evil game ever. I think I had it on the original Sony PlayStation, and I think
that
it
would have been like, number 2 or 1.
That and it was something silly like 4 discs long or something like that. Was it that?
Was it the one on the PlayStation or the one in the mansion?
I can't remember. It's I think I played the first disc of it and it went, yeah, this is interesting, but no, it's not for me. And I gave it to my cousin to play. And I think he gave it back to me as well. And he's like, no, I'm not interested in that one. I was like, fine, okay. Oh, it was Final Fantasy game that I got on the original PlayStation. I think was like 6 discs long or something like that. I was just looking
completely
at
completely different thing.
Yeah. But I'm just trying to remember the one that was multi-discs that we were just, I was just looking at it going, wow, this is going to be a huge game.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, no, Resident Evil, I remember playing, I think it was 1 or 2 or something on the original PlayStation and going, no, not for me. And so, I think we did the VR demo for 7.
Yep.
And yeah, no. Nah.
The kitchen demo.
The kitchen demo. Everyone
remembers the kitchen demo.
And I'm just like, yeah, nah. Not overly interested in, especially if I got to play that kind of game at night with headphones on so I don't have all the music going and everything with family and just like I'd be scaring myself and probably do it pulling an all-nighter because I wouldn't want to go to sleep.
See, the thing is, like, I really, really love Resident Evil, everything between Resident Evil 1 and Resident Evil 4, like Code Veronica, all that. They were really good. And then 5 and 6 were just practically shooters. Like, they were just zombie shooters. They weren't horror games or anything like that. I kind of stopped off. I'm like, well, they're just doing what everyone else is doing. What's the fucking point? And then when they came out with 7, they went to that massive, like, Silent Hill-type horror theme. Like, really messed up shit.
Brought it back to what it was.
Well, no, it never used to be like that. Like, I know that's where they wanted to go with it back then, but they wanted to have that balance of playability, puzzle solving, and scary stuff. But I just think that's like a scary type of shooter, like an action adventure scary shooter type game. 7 and 8 are full-on fucking horror games. There's a difference in my mind.
Yeah, but you also think of the fact of where technology's gone now.
Mm.
When you load up one of the original games and stuff, they've only had certain things that they could work with to create certain things. Like when you get a character that comes around the corner trying to scare you and it looks like something out of Minecraft, it's all blocks you square and all the rest of it, it's not really going to have the effect that you have now when you've got someone where they can go to the detail.
I still got scared of the lickers when they came through the window.
But I'd be interested to see with the Resident Evil how my only thing take on it would be how well it pushes these next-gen consoles. How detailed are these, like, are the stuff that's going to come flying at you?
Did you see the breakdown from Capcom of how it's going to run on each console and the selections?
No.
So on Xbox Series X and PlayStation 5, you can do 4K with ray tracing on at 45 frames per second. That's the preset. So 45 frames per second, like if anyone doesn't know, if you're making a movie or something like that, you'll do it at 25 frames per second because it's more cinematic. Most games run at 30 frames because it's a little bit more fast-paced and easier for everything to work. And then you got 60 frames where, you know, people think that shooters should be at that or, you know, 120, 144, whatever you want. So to me, it feels like they're going for a faster pacing of cinematic type looks with this, but they want to have that competitive gameplay aspect with the higher frame rates because 45 is such a weird number.
Yeah, that is then a really weird number.
That's the high fidelity mode or ray tracing mode, whatever the hell they're calling it.
Was 45 all they could push the PS5 to before I start to get hot and burn out?
I don't even know if it's going to do it, honestly. I'm waiting for I'm waiting for Digital Foundry to do a thing on it.
Because that's the only thing I could think of is they've pushed one of the consoles with 4K and ray tracing and gone, yeah, nah, we'll try 60 and then go on to 60 and it's just turned into gobbledygook slow and started to heat up and everything going up. Keep backing it back. Come on, drop five frames a second and then they've got down to 45 and going, all right, it's running now. Let's we'll cap it at that.
Well, at the time I heard it, they hadn't actually released the PC presets yet. So I'm not even sure what like a 3090 could run it at this rate. It's probably up now, though. It was a few days ago I heard all this. Apparently, you can also switch it to like a higher frame rate mode, which practically you just turn off your ray tracing and it will run at 4K 60.
Okay.
Like ray tracing is a GPU power killer.
Yeah.
As we know. And it's going to be running on Xbox One X and PlayStation 5 Pro at 1080p 30 or something like that. I can't remember. Like, they don't have ray tracing, obviously.
Yeah, and still going to just run at 1080.
I don't think they can run it anything else.
Oh, well.
Which for two 4K machines, that's kind of... You know.
Is Mass Effect coming out to next gen?
No. There.
PS4 and Xbox, so it'll just be backwards compatibility on Series X.
And they said they had a very good reasoning for this. So with the Mass Effect trilogy and everything like that, they actually made it on Unreal Engine 3 or something, I think it was. Apparently, to port it to the newest Unreal Engine to run it on next-gen consoles, they would literally have to rewrite the entire code from scratch.
Oh.
Because it's not compatible, apparently.
Yeah.
So rather, that's not a remaster, it's just a fucking new game. they also lost some of the content in there because apparently some of the code was corrupted and they had no backup.
That teaches everyone that you need to do backups. In this day and age, who doesn't have backups? But anyways.
I reckon the creative designer that has since left kind of may have just taken some stuff with him.
Taking some code. I'll take this source code with me. But it's an interesting take on looking at all these games that are coming out and everything. And like you got your Xbox with your Series X, we got backwards compatibility. We can run Xbox One X games and everything else like that. If you're a PlayStation 5 owner, you've had to keep your PS4. So you're pretty much sitting there with two consoles if you want to be in the Sony ecosystem.
Well, they will run most PS4 games on a PS5.
Is there backwards compatibility to do that?
On most PS4 games. Apparently, there's some that don't work. It's going back a generation further than that. That's the issue.
Okay.
Put it this way, you will not be seeing Lego Batman Tropico on PlayStation 5 anytime soon.
But I'm just looking at the fact like Rust is coming out on PS4 and I'm assuming it's Xbox, so it's not next gen compatible. Same with Biomutant.
They will work.
And all that sort of thing. So I'm just trying to work out if you own a PS, because they're always labeling like PS5, PS4, they're just doing it differently sort of thing. While with Xbox, most people are just labeling it Xbox. They know that it doesn't matter what Xbox you're sticking in, the game's going to work. So it's always just got me wondering, like, if people
normally when I look at these kinds of things, unless something's marked as PS5 or Xbox Series S and X, it means, like, this is a last-generation coded game that will work on your newer consoles, but it's not specifically designed for them. So when I see Xbox X and S or PlayStation 5, I know that's been specifically designed for the new consoles. And that version of the game won't run on the old version of the consoles, but they might still have that old version of the game for those consoles.
Yeah. Knockout City is the one there that's on PS4, Xbox. It's on Switch as well. So I'm intrigued to see if that's got crossplay in it, actually, because it's on every console. That'd be funny.
The only thing that we haven't really seen yet is a true next-gen game. Really?
I'd like to see Xbox put their foot in it there, but I'd like to see them just turn around and do Halo Infinite as purely next gen for the delay that they've put into it.
They fucking should. That's what Cyberpunk should have done.
They should have just gone, all right, well, we're going next gen only sort of thing, and then just turn it up the graphics and turn up all the stuff that you can. Maybe they'll do that. Maybe the one that we get on the X and S that'll come on Game Pass will be able, the X and S one will be a higher version of the game.
Honestly, like the first game that I think we're going to get that's going to be truly next gen, almost like makes your Series X scream type thing, will be the new Forza Motorsport.
Yeah.
It's a racing game. You know what they're like. They'll probably build it in like 16K.
I'm intrigued to see what actually comes out, whether we actually do get a pure next-gen game between now and the end of the year. Because I just think the industry's now feeling the effects of COVID.
Is Deathloop coming out on PS4? It's not, is it?
Nope.
So that's PC just PS5. So technically that's a purely next-gen version of a game.
Yeah, and then there you got that Void Terrarium Plus. That's purely PS5.
Oh, man. That's not going to push anything, man.
But I'll be intrigued to see that if we got a good sort of mix of games coming out over all the different consoles, which is nice to see. So you got your Switch games, you get your Xbox and everything like that.
Pretty much what we've got here, if you look at the main game releases, you've got Resident Evil, which is just tall vampire lady fetish. You've got Hood, which is slitting people's throats in an, I reckon it almost looks like a Dark Souls-like game, but you're Robin Hood. You got Mass Effect, which is just alien porn fetish. You got Subnautica, which is big, scary, frozen things. You got Void Terrarium, which is just someone on cocaine making a game. You got Room Factory, which is anime porn. Angelique Luminari, that's two different things that are both fucking movies put into a game and has nothing to do with the game. The two words are two separate fucking TV shows and movies.
You
put them together, it's this game.
Something. And then next one you got, by the sounds of it, it's just anime.
Yeah, that's more anime porn.
Yeah. And then you got Deathloop.
Is death porn. Knockout City is BDSM with big rubber balls. Miitopia is little space.
Miitopia is pretty much just bringing what he had on the Wii.
Almost. Rust is just survival. Biomutant is someone is literally smoking too much crack and doing weird things to animals. And World's End Club is fucking weird.
It's just one of those Japanese games that you just don't know what the hell you're getting.
So pretty much all we're getting is people on drugs, and a ton of porn, and killing. That's mad.
When you have a look at most of that, it's like survival or killing is pretty much what it is. And everything. And then throwing amongst that a bit of anime.
You've never played Mass Effect, have you? Or not in depth, have you?
Not in depth, no. I've played it on the... Which one did I get?
Probably 3. Well, it's the one that most people got.
Yeah, and then I played... I think the one that I played a lot of is Andromeda.
Which is sad because that's not indicative.
Worst one of the lot sort of thing. But I'm getting the Legendary Edition and I plan on playing it.
See, I want to do something that I've never done, but a lot of people think it's an amazing experience to do. I'm going to do a whole Renegade run through all three of them.
Renegade run?
So a Renegade run, because it's got a system in there if you're a good person, a normal person, or a renegade, which is just fucking pure evil.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I mean, just, yeah, I want to do a full Renegade run because the whole point, the whole thing that made Mass Effect really special as a trilogy was whatever you did in the first one, whoever died, affected. Everything like that, it carried to the second one. Like, your game save carried over.
Oh, okay, so what you do in each game affects matters. Your series.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And I was always like the helpful person and stuff like that and save everyone. I'm literally going to murder every fucking person I see.
I want to see what that's like in some of it, because there's other games that are like that.
Fable,
yeah. And see what happens if you're one of those people. You just go through every person you see. You just like want to kill them, or you just want to be rude, obnoxious, don't want to help them out.
And it's got tons of dialogue lines for that as well. So I want to see what a Renegade run looks like, because I've heard it's amazing fun.
Well, try it out.
It'll take a long time, but I'll do it.
Anyways, that's all we've got time for this episode. Hopefully we haven't ragged on too many games. We've given people an idea of what games, what they like to get, what they like to play. If you picked any of these games up and reckon that they're good and recommend them, let us know. You can catch us on Instagram and Facebook as Essential Gamer AU, on Twitter, Essential Game AU, and you can send us an email, birdiebasepodcast@essentialgamer.com.au, or you can put a comment in the YouTube video and let us know what you will be playing this month and what you're jumping onto. And until next time, we'll see you later.
Bye.